Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. There is certainly something about spring which calls for gentle cooking methods. One of the gentlest ways was invented by the French. It involves cooking food in paper, believe it or not, better known as cooking en papillote. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, this is a pretty unique way to prepare food.
Yeah, and it was certainly much more common, I think, 20 years ago. You used to see it on restaurant menus even all the time.
Yeah,
it relies on a parchment paper, a baking paper that's lightly wax-coated. That's, you know, oven-proof and also holds moisture in and is pretty moisture-resistant. Basically, you end up steaming, you know, the food in the paper.
That's right. It's not that hard to find parchment paper.
Not at all.
It's in most grocery stores.
Right by the aluminum foil, the plastic wrap, there's always a roll of parchment paper, you know, in the same type of container.
Well, I'll confess, I tried it last night.
All right.
I went out and bought some parchment paper.
Sure.
And I cooked some fish with some vegetables, and it was pretty instructive.
Yeah.
The one thing you'll do is you'll cut a circle out of the parchment paper, kind of fold it in half, and then start laying your ingredients down on it. And I think it's important to select things that are, you know, good to cook this way. I don't think you're going to do a steak en papillote.
or butternut squash.
No.
Yeah, nothing like that.
But it's great with fish. It's great with
delicate
seafood.
Things.
Delicate things.
Sure.
A lot of any vegetable just about will do. If you're cooking
But they should be julienned.
Yes.
Thin strips.
Exactly.
Thick pieces aren't going to work well in paper either.
Like, you know, carrots are hard.
But you can julienne them.
I julienne them, and I actually blanch them a little bit.
Okay, sure.
Which really helped. And then the fun part comes in just adding all sorts of spices and herbs.
Well, yeah, it ends up being a complete package that makes the sauce itself also. So
it does, yeah.
You have to be a little crafty to get everything you want in there because you don't have the opportunity later.
That's
right. Open the paper and eat it, right?
That's right. Well, I put some a little bit of butter on the hake, a nice fillet
nice
of hake.
Yeah, a nice flaky white fish.
Yeah, lots of salt and pepper, some herbs, and then some lemon slices. And then I started to fold it up. And the folding is a little tricky. You have to practice it a little bit. But you just work it in just one little fold after another along the edge. And then when I got to, like, there was 2 inches left, kind of squeezed and poured a little bit of wine in there,
okay,
you know, maybe half an ounce.
All you need,
white wine. Sealed the whole thing up. Mm-hmm. I put it in a 400 degree oven, and let it cook for about a half hour.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And it was great, Jerry.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't believe how good the sauce was that was rendered by this dish.
Sure. Well, you get everything, right? Which is not typical. Like when you just put something on a roasting pan. Unless you take the time to dump that liquid into a pot somewhere, you usually just leave it behind.
Yeah. The other thing I'm going to try is using some other proteins. I think I could, of course, use shellfish. Shrimp
of
would be
course, of
fabulous
course.
With this. Yep. I also think I could take some chicken breast and,
I've done
and
it.
Thin
yep.
it. Yeah. Cut it
yes.
thin.
Thin or pound it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it ought to work pretty well. Veal, if I get a nice thin piece of veal, that might work pretty well too. So there's all sorts of ideas that you can throw at this.
Sure.
But give it a try. And it's extremely healthy.
Well, it's incredibly healthy because there's very little cooking fat and all the juices are captured. And it's a really healthy way to eat.
It really is. Yeah. We're going to put some ideas on the website. You can try it out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.